Among Friends, a novel by Hal Ebbett, read for you by Rebecca Lohman. The real hell of life is that everyone has their reasons. Jean Renoir. Part 1. In the distance, boys sweep across sharp, neatly cut grass. The ball predicts their turns. Sweat spreads like moss on their shirts. Eventually, they will stop and come up the hill, their smiles brilliant, exhausted. One pushes another. The group receives him, this act of love. It's he Amos studies, the boy pushed, whose brown eyes accept the campus like something owned, whose legs toss his feet forward in loping, comfortable steps. He hasn't spoken much, but his silence doesn't diminish him. His presence seems, to the rest, so inevitable it needn't be noted. As they ate, bent like soldiers over their trays, someone had thrown him an apple. "Ford," they called out. The boy plucked it from the air, took a clean, violent bite, and with a pat set it down. Others laughed. The meat glistened like bone. On the field, he'd moved with the lazy grace of a prodigy, natural and untended. Amos was better, and at the time had been glad, but walking beside him now, he feels ashamed of his effort. The summer hours spent sweating grow needful and unsightly. Around them, the college lies stilled by August sun. Empty paths vein its lawns. Only athletes have returned. They move in small clusters, their voices distant and soft. "This is me," the boy says. The rest nod and walk on, then Amos remembers it's his dorm as well. He turns, jogging back. "You live here?" the boy asks. "Aye." Amos squints like an old man surveying his farm. "Ever since this morning." The boy laughs gently. He offers a warm hand, tanned as a glove. "Emerson." "Not Ford?" "Either is fine." "Amos." "So you're the guy who brought lamps?" "We're roommates?" The boy gestures with his arm. "Aye," he says, "ever since this morning." Chapter 1. They had left on schedule and were making good time. The sky, taut as a sheet, stretched overhead. The roads were clear, the light a cool cathedral blue. Amos didn't drive much, but he liked it. The way the car enclosed them within tasteful curves, how it leapt forward under his foot. The land dashed by, trees, trees, an interruption of rock. He watched a barn approach and snap past. Faded shingles, stacks of wood on the porch. It was early October. The summer had been defeated. The chill of winter wasn't yet at the eaves. Things seemed amenable, open. There were still good days left. Claire sighed and shut her book. Amos turned, touching her knee. She smiled wordlessly and lay her head against the window. From the back, Anna watched. "If it rains," she said, "can we see a movie?" She could tell her father had been trying to think of something to say. "Is it supposed to?" he asked. Claire looked up. "How unprepared will you be if it does?" Her chiding wasn't without affection. She did rather enjoy the loose calm with which it would dawn on him that he'd neglected to pack something important. And yet there were also times when carelessness left him wrongly dressed that she felt a startling anger. Then she wanted almost to slap him, as if he were a child, a drunk who refused to stop talking. He seemed, in some crucial sense, an unserious person. Amos waved this away. "Is it?" Anna shrugged. "Regardless," Claire said, "no hard candy. Doctor's orders." Amos snorted. "What?" Anna asked. "Your dad had a toothache and thought he was dying." Amos let this pass without comment. He looked at Anna in the mirror. She looked back. He screwed up his face and frowned, as though someone had asked for the music to be turned down.